New Rob had an incident over the weekend.
Yeah, what's this about?
Well, my son was in the soccer championships, and there was all season long. We only have four teams this year because it's a reduced soccer season because of the COVID. So they only have four teams. So you play the same couple of teams every week. We have two games a week. So every 2 weeks, we're playing the same rotation of teams. And all season long, man, there's been a mother on the sidelines of the blue team that is obnoxious to the point where, like, yesterday we sat down, okay? We were on our side of the field. All the parents have to sit on one sideline. You're not allowed to sit on the other sidelines. The players are sitting on the other sidelines. Due to COVID, there's no benches for anybody, so you have to bring your own chairs and all that goodness. This woman sits down next to us, and I immediately went, well, this is going to be a problem. Because I've had it all season long. I've tried to enjoy my kids' soccer games. And every single game when we fight or when we face the blue team, nothing but lunacy coming out of this woman. It's gotten to the point where I told my girlfriend, I go, I'm going to see how long I can put up with it, but I'm probably going to have to get up and leave. And I did. About halftime, we were winning 1-0. And the woman, the bitching that was coming out of this woman's mouth, you would not believe. It's a youth soccer game. The kids are 11. Yeah. What is on the line here? It's not like college scholarships. It's not a travel team. There's nothing on the line here. And this woman is bitching because so they have a regular season, but the standings at the end of the season didn't matter because there were only four teams. All four teams needed to play in the tournament for the finals. So what they did was for the tournament, it was based on points, goals scored, as opposed to wins, losses throughout the entire season. My son's team sucked out loud, Nipsey. They were terrible. They lost every game the entire season. They won one game. In the first game of Saturday's tournament, they got blown out 4-1, and the only goal that their team scored was accidentally scored by a player on the opposing team. He accidentally, so they would have gotten shut out, but the other kid accidentally scored a goal for us. So they win the first game Saturday, or they lose the first game 4-1. They win the second game, surprisingly, 5-0. They blew out the other team. So that was enough to get them into the finals against the blue team. And they're facing this team, and the entire first half, all I'm hearing is this gigantic woman continuing to complain about how the red team shouldn't even be here today because they lost every game. And now I'm getting mad because, yes, I can say my son's team sucks, but God, you say it? Oh, those are fighting words, lady. So now I'm getting mad, and I'm like, I got to leave. So I asked my girlfriend, could you do me a favor? Could you just take the voice memo app on your phone and record the lunacy of this woman? Because she was out of her mind. I mean, screaming at the top of her lungs. So this is the second half of the game. We ended up losing. Her team, the blue team, won 3-2. They ended up coming back from behind. And I'm glad that they did because we were cool with taking second place. Our team was excited. We were just happy to be there. Nobody saw us even making it to the finals. But had the red team won and the blue team lost, then the mom from the blue team would have been bitching at the trophy ceremony. I mean, she was already bitching in the first half of the game that the team shouldn't even be there because her team was losing 1-0. So that's what my girl, I walked away. I took my baby to the playground. I said, you know what? I'm going to end up saying something I regret. It's Mother's Day. I don't want to ruin this woman's Mother's Day, my girlfriend's Mother's Day. Next thing you know, you're going to read a story. Florida man gets beaten up by woman on the sidelines of youth soccer game. I don't need that headline out there either.
Put that in PA or FLA.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd be the guy that got his ass kicked by a woman at the soccer field. So I went, you know, I'm gonna leave. So she recorded.
But you reach the age though, and I'm proud of you as much as I could be proud of you for reaching the age where you will walk away instead of not being able to control yourself and say something. Because there was an age where I couldn't stop myself, and now I think I could walk away. It's so great. I love to hear that.
Because I didn't even really care that much. It was her caring so much that got me caring. And now all of a sudden, my anxiety, I'm all the way up here. And now I'm like, yeah, we got to win. We got to beat these kids. Come on. But before, prior to the game, I was like, well, you know, if we lose, at least we get second place. That's awesome. Who would have ever thought? So, I mean, I just pulled some audio. Here's some of the screaming from this woman. And again, it's a few feet away. She's about 10 feet away from where we were. But just imagine, this is an entire hour on your Saturday. You're sitting out in the heat. It's hot out. You're sitting in the sun. And for an entire hour, all you hear is nonsense like this right in your ear.
Come on, guys! Get that ball out of here! Get that ball out of here!
You hear that woman screaming in the background, going, "Woo!" That's a grown adult over a youth soccer game that has no, unless she was betting on it. I don't know if she had money riding on the game. There's no reason to sound like this unless you're betting on youth soccer. That's my girlfriend at the end. She's at least sounding normal.
Good defense, Red.
That's how you do it. Good defense, Red. You clap. Yeah. But this woman sounds like a lunatic. Here's her after one of the teams scored a goal. I mean, I've never in my life. At one point, they had, like, the whole family was kind of out there, okay? The daughter, yeah. They had a teenage daughter who at one point turned to her mother and said, "Mom, please stop. You're embarrassing me." At which point, here's a child. There was a child who heard this woman yelling so loud. This is what he said to my girlfriend. Here's the audio. The kid said to my girlfriend, in case you can't hear what he says, he goes, "Well, listen, if she's going to yell like a lunatic, I'm going to yell like one, too.
Come on, get it, Blue. Go.
Go, Red.
Maybe that was the wrong clip. Sorry. There's a clip that I have somewhere in here where there's literally a child that goes, "Listen, if she can scream like that, I should scream like that too." So then it became a screaming match between a child that was on our team, like a little brother, screaming for the red team against a grown adult woman screaming like this for her son's team.
Yes! Get in the blue!
Come on, defense!
I get being excited. That nothing even happened there. They had a good throw-in. Who gets that excited for a throw-in? It got to the point. I'm very proud of my son and his team because, listen, their coach had Crohn's disease this year. Has Crohn's disease and had a flare-up, so he wasn't available most of the season. The kids had rotating coaches the entire season. Parents were just stepping up and helping out when they could. They still made it to the finals and got second place, and they were outplayed by the better team. Congrats to the blue team. I just didn't think that any adult of any age would get that excited that they'd make noises like this for youth soccer.
Come on, Blue! Get that ball out of here! Get that ball out of here!
That woman sounds mentally unhinged to me.
That is over the top. Like I told you, my son's middle school soccer game, when this is the worst officiating I've ever seen. That's what the guy said. That's when I had to do my walk away, Rob.
Because, and you know what? They started giving the refs nonsense too, and these refs are 15-year-old and 16-year-old kids, and I'm like, you're literally the poor girl that was out there on the soccer field was looking around surrounded by grown adults who were yelling at her that the ball went off the blue team's foot instead of the red team's foot, and I'm like, I gotta get away from these lunatics.
When I was watching my daughter play softball, I ended up on the back of my pickup truck with binoculars in the outfield in the parking lot because I couldn't do it anymore. I'm like, I'm here to watch you. I want to watch the game. That's fun, but I couldn't take the hen house. I couldn't do it.
Oh, it is. It's brutal, isn't it, man?
Fun times at the soccer field.
Out there, you shouldn't be out there with binoculars. I said it's safer for everyone if I keep myself at a distance.
That's what I did. I literally watched from the playground that was a football field's length away because I just went, I know me, and if I go back, it's not going to end well because I'll open my mouth. And that woman is not afraid to open hers. We've seen it and we've heard it. So that just turns into her and I yelling on the sidelines while they're trying to give out trophies for first and second place.
Yeah. What do you?
So how did they make out?
What kind of confrontation do you think you're going to have with this woman who has no filter?
It's going to be bad. There's no doubt about it. Did they come in second?
Yep, they came in second. They ended up losing 3-1, but they tried really hard. I'm really proud of them, and they put up a good game. This was the best team in the league earlier this season. This team beat them 8 or 9-0 at one point. So for them in the finals to be able to hang with them, actually be leading 1-0, they let 3 unanswered goals go through, but I mean, that is the best team in the league statistically and throughout the tournament. So bravo to the red team. Very proud of you guys.
Go red team.
Go red team. We're talking about swim clubs or some kind of swim clubs or whatever.
Well, last week we were talking about a shortage of lifeguards and we were talking about public pools and people have them or don't anymore.
That's right. That's what it was. And I was like, yeah, I have a swim club story, an incident with my family in a swim club. And around the same time, Nikki and Redline said, "Nips, can we hear some audio of your dad? It's been a while." So I thought we could tie all these in together. I wanted to play this last week for you, but some days I can't. Some days last week I couldn't do it. I couldn't emotionally handle it because I had to go back and edit some of this stuff and hearing him. He passed away, I guess it'd be about, 16 years ago at this point. So I mentally knew Rob. I had to get psyched up to be able to edit it and play it again. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not ready for that moment. I know that moment's going to come where my dad's not going to be here anymore. I'm going to have a rough time dealing with that, so I can't imagine going back and pulling audio, talking about situations with my dad. It's not going to be a fun thing.
Now, he was somebody now who would be diagnosed as on the spectrum.
Who, your dad?
Yes.
Okay.
He was one of these guys he'd call a character. Oh, he's very unusual. Oh, boy, your dad is something else. He was inappropriate at times. Bad eye contact in a lot of ways. On the heels of Elon Musk being on Saturday Night Live talking about having Asperger's. So my father definitely in 2021 would be diagnosed with something on the spectrum. I don't know how severe it would have been, but at the time, no one understood it. No one really understood what was going on. He was just weird, or he was just embarrassing. So that's why I have some audio to play to explain kind of how he was. He would leave messages for me of the dinners that he would have to eat. So this is audio of the old man.
New messages, Thursday, June 19th, 12, 11 a.m.
Steak and noodles at Applebee's. Calling. Hello, chicken salad. Check back with you later. Hello, what time are you planning on calling me? It's only 12:38. Sometimes go to bed at night. Not yet, but sometimes.
New message, Sunday, 11:01 p.m.
London Broil. Sorry I'm calling you late. Got your message. Talk to you later.
Not sure why he swore anyway at the end of that. So that's the kind of thing that he would do. I mean, he was really out there.
And he would call into the station and talk to the guy who worked after you.
That's right.
He called me sometimes because I was there before you, and he called early. And I'd say, right. Well, he's not here yet.
That's right. He talked to the overnight guy by the name of Rick Becker. I remember, I'll never forget, New Rob. I went out of the studio to do some production because, you know, the night shift, you want to get the hell out of there. So I was doing some production, trying to leave. And I come back into the studio, and my old man's on the phone with the overnight guy. I said, did you want to talk to me? He said, no, I called to talk to Rick. I said, okay, fine. So we go back years. And obviously, I made peace with it as much as I could over the years. Because I'm so sorry that he wasn't diagnosed earlier. It breaks my heart. You know, he had a lot of close friends, but he was, you know, one would say maybe off in some ways, particularly with that eye contact. I mean, that is a dead ringer for some for him, at least in my mind, being on the spectrum. And at the time, it was so frustrating. It's like, what is wrong with you? And they just didn't have diagnoses for it then. So we go back a few years to the swim club. There was a neighborhood swim club. And in order to be a member of this swim club, I don't know what kind of archaic nonsense this was, but you had to get signatures of people who were in the club already in order for you to be a member.
Like a referral.
Well, yeah. And that's not unusual. Some private clubs still do that.
Really?
You have to you have to put a card in and they have to take it to the board and approve it. And they, you know, you have to approve that you're a member. Oh. You have to be sponsored.
Mm-hmm. What kind of self-involved nonsense is that? I am so surprised.
They don't want people they don't want. And I'm not talking about that kind of club. They just
right.
Careful about their membership.
Okay, sure. So, well, I'm talking about a neighborhood swim club. I'm not talking about, you know, the FBI.
No, it's not unheard of. There are clubs all over the place that still do it kind of like that.
So I'm here as a child, and my father and mother want to be a member of this swim club. So he dutifully takes this paper and goes around the neighborhood to get signatures so we can get into the swim club. And the neighbors across the street who are members of the club, will not sign.
They wouldn't give you the referral?
They would not sign it for my father, to his face.
Why?
To his face.
What'd they say?
Because they didn't get along. Oh, he's, you know, they, you know, we don't want you to be members, this and that. Yeah, wouldn't sign it. wouldn't sign it right to his face, causing nothing but problems. And we had to go to a swim club outside the neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
We, instead of going to the Will Grove Swim Club, we had to go to the Fort Washington one because they wouldn't sign the petition to have us be members. Causing fights, causing problems in the family, fight after fight after fight. Now, do you think things would have been different had they known he was diagnosed in this capacity?
Well, I mean, he may have been diagnosed, but I don't think, I mean, what year are we talking? This is 1970, 1980?
How old do you think I am?
I don't know how old you were when you did, you started swimming. All right, so
1970?
So mid-80s?
Yeah, this is mid-80s, okay?
Yes. Back then, people, I mean, now we have a different understanding of those diagnoses, but back then, people would just go, ah, he's weird. So even if they came out and said, yes, he was on the spectrum or he had this, back then, I think the mentality still was in the 80s, oh, he's weird.
He's weird, and that's what I heard. Or they come up with a, you know, all those those words, too. Oh, boy, he's such a character.
Eccentric.
Yeah, eccentric. I hate the eccentric. First of all, you had to be rich to be eccentric, so he was never eccentric.
Yeah, that's right. You're true.
Broke ass. Definitely broke ass. But I always had all those words, too. Oh, he's a character. Oh, he's something else. And my favorite was spirited.
Spirited.
He's spirited.
He did get involved in his ideas.
You want to hear him yell once?
Yes.
This is the old man yelling. Very hesitant, Jen. It's all right. She was like, yeah, sure.
I do.
Because all three teams are playing like and I'm mad at them.
See that?
Who does that sound like?
I honestly can hear him in your voice when you were playing the phone calls of him leaving the food. Like I didn't hear it then, but I definitely heard it when he was calling and talking about the steak and the potatoes.
When he would call, the similar, I mean, it was uncanny. It was disturbing.
There's another word, uncanny.
Because all three teams are playing like and I'm mad at them.
By the way, he full-on cursed all the time, too, by the way. No matter where, when, how, or why. He was well, you know how everybody says anything they want now, Rob and Jen? Everybody says what they want. He was the goat as far as saying whatever you wanted to anybody.
He was the innovator.
What's that? Yes, he was. Absolutely. He would cuss back in the, he would cuss at customer service, or he'd be the guy, he'd be the Karen back before it was popular to be the Karen. He'd be the one causing a stink somewhere. And there he is. Rest in peace. And there you go. As promised, Nikki and Redline. There's some audio of the old man. I'll go cry it out in the corner now.